Thank you so much for having me, and glad to be here.
Now, I know this is highly anticipated, but I must admit my ignorance, based on a book where the Crawdads sing. Tell me about this.
It's booked out already for tonight, but there are tickets still available for the weekend. It's basically about a girl named Kaya. Most people call her the Marsh Girl, though, because she brought herself up in the swampy marshes. Mm. So she's pretty mysterious and wild. The people in the town think she's just this weird outsider. But on top of all of that, she's actually become the number one suspect for a murder of one of the most popular people in the town. And there's a huge trial with her, and it's exposing a lot of secrets about this small town that she does live in.
Okay. Now, Juniper is a Kiwi, I guess you'd call it a bittersweet drama, would you?
I would say that, actually. It's got Charlotte Rampling in it. She plays an alcoholic grandmother, and she's got a grandson over in New Zealand who is playing up a lot. As part of his punishment for something he's done at school, he's actually forced to be one of her carers. And so there's a lot of tension between the two, but also a lot of compromise.
Yep.
And I think that, there's opportunities to turn both of their lives around.
Okay.
It just looks really nice, really well shot. And, New Zealand movies, they always have that nice charm to it.
Yeah, they do. That's for sure. Absolutely. Now, Big Bikes film, you've got a heap of short movies about cycling.
That's correct. Next Wednesday, we've got the Big Bikes film night. It's a bit over 2 hours long, and it's every cyclist's dream. We've got short films that cover all topics as long as they're related to cycling. There's a film about a group of young people expressing themselves through unicycling, which I think is a bit of a controversial topic in this Big Bike film night, because
okay,
it's only one wheel instead of two.
Yeah.
And there's also one about a man traveling from India to Germany on a tandem bike, who picks up strangers on his way and talks to the strangers about modern-day slavery. So
okay,
some of these are really funny, some of these are really dramatic, some of these are very serious. It's just a really good night. Usually everything's it's shot really well. The dress code is obviously lycra for this night.
Middle-aged men in lycra. Yeah, that's the only downside, I think. But
yeah, you won't catch me in lycra. I don't think anyone wants to be seeing that, but that's okay.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, quickly, the other couple of things. Cinetopia, The Thing, this cult classic science fiction movie.
Yes, next Tuesday. It's one of my favourite movies of all time, and I'm so excited we've got it. And it's the perfect time, because next week being the last week of winter, we were thinking, what's the coldest movie we can find? And obviously The Thing, it's about a bunch of researchers in Antarctica that find an alien buried underground that starts to take over the bodies of these research scientists. It's great. It took Kurt Russell, I think, about 15 months to grow the amazing beard that he has in it. It's a really good, great and rare opportunity to see it on the big screen. Would say don't miss out on that one.
Okay. New programs are out now, and of course Chambers Bar rocking along as well, so it's all happening at Star Cinema, James.
It sure is, and we can't wait to see you all.
Mate, thanks very much for talking to us this morning. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you or one of your colleagues next week.
Thank you so much. Likewise.